stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to a new edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hello, it's good to be back.
Yes, and we thank you so much for joining us. We took last week off, one, because Michaela was out on adventures, and two, because I was dealing with being sick from the coronavirus.
It struck.
It got me. Even though I've been living like a nun since March, still found a way to get me. So I'm doing okay. It was a fairly mild case, and I'm still dealing with symptoms, but hopefully my next test will come back negative. Negative. Yeah. So that's why we took the week off. I'm doing okay. But
you're sounding good. You're sounding good.
We did one. The last one we did was the day I tested positive later that afternoon.
That I was doing by myself.
Oh, that's right. You were by yourself. Yes.
Right.
But I am sounding much better. And just remember to wash your hands and wear your mask and, you know, don't touch your face and all that stuff.
You know, I bought glasses now.
Oh, you
like,
have
you
goggles?
Know, those like protective, but it's still, it looks like glasses.
Yeah.
I should have brought them in to show it on the video here, but yeah. It's like there's like a protective thing on the side,
huh?
Look like goggles,
huh?
So I got those for the parks and
nice.
Anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into the weeds on it, but you know, I've been very careful, and yet I still got it. So, you know, just it's still around. So just be careful, be prepared. But I'm doing okay. But let's talk about something much more fun, because I'm really looking forward to getting back to the parks here soon.
Yes.
Universal Orlando. Michaela, you want to run down this?
Absolutely. So no reservations still, but they do have new hours.
Right.
They've cut the hours. And a lot of people are saying, oh, why are they cutting the hours? Is it because they're losing money? The biggest thing is because it is going into the down season.
Right.
You know, the season where people don't come.
People are whether, kids are in whether school. It's,
right.
Yeah.
Whether
and
it's
maybe,
during a pandemic or not, it's still low season. It's not as many people.
Yeah. And maybe people from overseas would come over more often during what is considered our down season, and that would help bolster the parks up. But people aren't traveling internationally so much anymore. So they're not going right. to have as much traffic in that. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
So Universal 9 to 5 and Islands 10 to 6.
So they each cut an hour.
Okay.
Universal cut an hour at the end, and Islands of Adventure cut an hour at the beginning.
Okay.
But if you're staying on property at one of the hotels, or if you're an annual pass holder that has the early access entry, they're still doing the 8 a.m. opening at Universal.
Okay.
So just because they cut that hour, you could still go in that hour early. So that's a good perk there.
Okay. I did hear from a friend who was there last weekend. She's a pass holder, that some of the parks did reach capacity. And they were quite busy because of that new ticket deal that's out there for Florida residents. So just be aware of that. They may not have reservations, but if you're definitely wanting to get into the park early and maybe you're not staying on property, just make sure you get there early enough. It's not something where you can maybe show up at a noon on a Saturday and definitely get in.
Right. And speaking of that ticket deal, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, go for it.
Well, speaking of the ticket deal, I happened last week, so I didn't even put it on our this week one. Well, the ticket deal for Florida residents only, if you pay for one day, you could go back to Universal as a park hopper the rest of the year. You have to buy a park hopper to be able to take advantage of this up until December 24th of this year. So I think it's a good deal. And like you said, that's a big reason that it was probably to capacity.
Yeah, I'm actually considering purchasing that pass or that ticket. But I
highly recommend
yet.
It.
Yeah.
But I also am a big advocate for weekday visits.
Yeah, and that's a little difficult for me.
I know. It's difficult. Yeah. And the weekends are going to be more packed, but it might be less packed after Labor Day.
True. Very true.
Because that Labor Day weekend, I'm going to avoid the parks altogether.
Yeah. I do have a bunch of vacation days to burn because we're not going anywhere. So maybe I'll do that and maybe it'll be worth it. So definitely look into that on the Universal Orlando website.
Absolutely.
Pass holder appreciation days. You want to talk about this since you are a pass holder?
I am a pass holder. Yeah. So it's going on now until September 30th. They have cool food deals and hotel deals and more. One of the food deals that I did see, not really a deal, just a fun food that they're offering at Voodoo Donuts, which is in City Walk. Ooh. You don't even need to go in the park. They have this new donut that's shaped like a heart and it has like a cool little saying on it. I think it's lemon, if I'm not mistaken.
Ooh.
Is like a filling in it. So I can't wait to go try out all these foods. That's the big reason I go to the parks, right? Honestly, because Dominic and I, my fiance and I, we are now getting older. Not that we're old, but we're going to get into this ages that Dominic cannot handle a bunch of the roller coasters at once.
Oh, really?
I still can. Sometimes I get wheezy, but he cannot. He gets dizzy. He needs to sit down.
Really?
Water. Yeah, he does. And I'm like, oh gosh, now we have to focus on food.
Wow. Okay. I'm like 10 years older than you almost, and I'm still good.
I can still go. I am a gung-ho about Rip Ride Rocket. I could go Rip Ride Rocket like three times
ride.
In a row, you know?
Yeah.
Dominic, one time is enough. He'll need to like go on Dr. Seuss afterward, or he needs to sit down.
I'll have to have a conversation with Dominic, but that's
right,
awesome.
He needs some of those. Oh, I get nervous too. I mean, it's sidetrack, but we're going on the cruise for our wedding.
Yes.
So I'm like, do we have to now pack like seasickness like medication?
Oh.
Now I'm thinking, I'm like, he used to not be like that.
One time I was seasick, but I always pack seasick medication just because you never know how rough the boat's going to get, you know, the mm-hmm. weather and all that.
Right.
So I always have it, and I always have my little like seasickness bands that I put on too. So I'm always prepared, you know, always
and
be
now
prepared.
Now I need to be extra prepared.
Because I mean, gosh, you don't want to be in your wedding dress and be seasick and be like, I should have bought that Dramamine, or have to go buy the Dramamine for like $50 at the gift shop.
Well, what's good is that since we're getting married on land, hopefully if we are seasick on the boat, we'll get off on the land and just start feeling that we're on land again.
There
hopefully.
You go.
We'll see. Anyway, go back to Universal.
Anyway.
Pass holder days. So yeah, those food deals, hotel deals, they have it all up on the website.
Cool.
And Premier Pass holders. I'm not a Premier Pass holder, but it's the one right above mine.
Okay.
They are offering, Universal's offering those Premier Pass holders one free theme park ticket to invite a friend in place of Halloween Horror Nights ticket. Because if you're a Premier Pass holder, you got a free ticket to Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Since it's not happening this year, it got canceled. You could now bring a friend one time, one friend between August 17th and December 24th of this year, 2020.
Cool.
And if you're a Premier Pass holder, usually you have an express pass after 4 o'clock each day. Right. They've moved it up to two because of the hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Just letting you guys know, because I'm sure a lot of pass holders have questions about their perks.
Absolutely. And always reference the Universal Orlando pass holder website. That they'll have it all mapped out for you.
Right.
They're really great with communication at all the parks on this stuff. Busch Gardens, reservations are needed. Summer nights are happening Friday through Sunday. Now through this weekend is the final weekend.
Last time, yeah.
Laser and fireworks show, part of that summer nights program. And they just announced this week that Hallow Scream is returning. So while most theme parks in Central Florida have canceled their Halloween events, Busch Gardens Tampa is moving forward. However, it will be modified. It's going to be select nights, September 25th through November 1st. There will be no haunted houses, so those indoor haunted houses, they're eliminating. But they will have open-air scare zones. And I'm sure they will put all the energy that they normally put into those haunted houses into those scare zones, which those scare zones are already scary enough. I've been one time and I actually worked at Hallow Scream one time for like 3 weeks. And I was terrified working there because I am a scaredy cat. But so the open air scare zones, and then the Fiend show is returning, which I always wanted to go see when I worked there. but I didn't want to have to walk through the scare zones to go see it, so I never saw it. But I've heard amazing things about it because I'm a big scaredy cat. Fiend Show is returning, but will be outdoors at the Festival Field stage. So all the energy they probably normally put into the haunted houses, they're going to be redirecting and refocusing that energy onto these open air scare zones and the Fiend Show. So still a lot of fun at Busch Gardens Halloween this fall. So you can get your Halloween fix and be scared to death because it's terrifying.
Right. And I feel like Halloween is going to be way more packed than usual. It's already packed. I'm sure that these tickets are going to go fast because, like you said, all the other theme parks have canceled their Halloween events.
Right.
So yeah, this is like everybody's fix.
Yeah.
Although I do have to say all the other theme parks have announced that they are still decorating
for the
holidays. So even if there might not be events for it, you'll still see the pumpkins.
You'll still have the feel. Stuff. Also, and maybe we'll talk about this on one of the other upcoming podcasts, there is like a drive-through Halloween event happening in Central Florida somewhere. So that's another one, which is like a drive-through, so you don't have to like get out of the car and you're socially distant. So maybe we'll touch on that later in one of these upcoming episodes as the fall gets closer. I can't believe we're already talking about Halloween events, but check out the Busch Gardens website for all the information on Halloween, because I am going to anticipate that that's probably going to, those tickets, like you said, will probably go quick. So,
right. And it's a separate ticket event, everybody. Right. It's not, you don't go to Busch Gardens, then stay for the night.
Yeah.
You'd have to have, if you want to
clear the park,
got to buy two tickets.
Yep. All right. SeaWorld reservations are needed. The Electric Ocean event is happening now through September 6th, and that's on Fridays and Saturdays. Friday through Sunday. Sorry. Right. Craft Beer Festival, they've got over 100 craft beers Saturdays and Sundays now through September 20th. And they're still doing the Flicks and Fireworks events this weekend. On Friday, they're showing Footloose. Love that movie. And on Saturday, the 15th, they're showing Despicable Me. And on their websites, they do have movies are confirmed now through September 6th. So a lot of success with those, so they're going to continue to do them. So if you're looking to get out of the house and do something fun that's kind of socially distant and that's safe, definitely check out SeaWorld's Flicks and Fireworks.
Sounds fun.
SeaWorld and Busch Gardens, they've got a free single-day admission for U.S. military veterans, retired veterans, and their families, and three others through November 11th, Veterans Day weekend. So definitely check out their website for all the information on that. And now let's talk about Walt Disney World.
Walt Disney World. Oh, my gosh. So what did you say?
I can handle this because you're going to be talking about your week.
Yeah,
a couple days from there. So I'm going to give you a rest.
You're saving my breath.
Yes.
talking about from the person that has COVID.
Yeah, it's fine. I haven't talked this much in 2 weeks, so it's exciting.
Exercise your voice.
Exactly. So Walt Disney World reservations are needed. And performers are returning to Disney. You want to elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yes. So a lot of the shows have stopped
right at
Disney. So if you want it, I was actually going to talk about a little bit at Universal.
Okay.
At Universal Hollywood Studios. Mm-hmm. But all the shows are not happening. So now that Disney has confirmed with the Performers Union, they have their own union.
Yeah.
They have confirmed that they are returning. They haven't said any details, but I'm hoping we get a little bit of stage shows going on with social distancing, but it's difficult because those performers are very close to each other singing.
It is. Yeah.
So it's dancing, singing. So I don't know how they're going to do it. We'll see.
I'm sure they'll have a plan in place. And I'm kind of hoping that even though they're not doing the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party, because they do that Hocus Pocus stage show, maybe fingers crossed they'll bring that during the day during the fall.
Maybe.
Because I love the Sanderson sisters so much. And one of these years, Michaela, if you're up for it, I want to dress up as Sanderson sisters. We just have to find a third. I don't know that this year is the year we do it, because who knows if we're going to be hanging out on Halloween. But I'm so desperate to dress. Although I've been seeing Golden Girls Halloween costumes this year, and I think that's hysterical.
There has been a lot. Yes.
So anyway. Tangent, I'm coming back. New hours starting at Walt Disney World starting September 8th. For the Magic Kingdom, it's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Epcot, 11 to 7. Hollywood Studios, 10 a to 7 p, and Animal Kingdom, 9 a to 5 p. So lightning struck Star Wars Galaxy's Edge and Rise of the Resistance and closed it for an entire day. Was that while you were there?
Yes. No, it wasn't. But video went viral. I'm looking at the calendar because that will tell me when it happened. I think it was it happened the 10th.
Oh my goodness.
At night. And then the video circled around Twitter, Instagram, all that fun stuff. And then on the 11th, it was closed for the entire day. They gave out boarding groups and none of them were used.
Oh no.
It reopened yesterday.
Oh my goodness. That's crazy. Oh my goodness. What a mess. I'm sure. Well, at least they were able to get it up and running. That's awesome. All right. So Michaela, you were hanging out at Walt Disney World Resort last week for a bunch of days, and I was living vicariously through you while I'm sitting on the couch dealing with COVID.
Felt awful when you messaged me. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh no, it made me so happy. I was like, people are having fun out in the world and it's so nice to live through them. And also live through your food adventures because oh my gosh.
And I love food. I love food.
Oh my gosh.
In the safest way possible.
Absolutely. But let's talk about your trip to Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Yes. So I went to Hollywood Studios last Wednesday on the 5th.
Right.
And we are big. It's our favorite park. So going to Hollywood Studios is a big deal for us. We were staying at Pop Century and that's on the Skyliner line.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to be very close to it, get on the Skyliner. And something that I learned was the Skyliner opens only 1 hour before park opening.
Okay.
So the park opened at 10.
Okay.
The Skyliner opened at 9. It doesn't seem like an issue, but you have to be in the park by 10 to try for the Rise of the Resistance boarding group at 10 a.m.
Right.
So there was a long line for the Skyliner because a lot of people love it. We were all social distancing. They had the markers on the ground. People were following the rules. Everyone had their masks on. So I felt comfortable with that. But getting on it, it took a little time because they have to run the Skyliner a couple times before they get people on it. Just like a ride at Disney World.
Right.
Just like a ride inside the park. We were finally able to get on a Skyliner at 9:15. But it goes from Pop Century to another resort where you have to get off and get on another one to go to Hollywood Studios. You get a transfer, like a subway system. So it was like we were looking at our clock because we were like, oh no, we have to be there by 10 a.m. And we ended up buying the new Florida resident ticket.
Okay.
So you have to prove that you're a Florida resident and get your ticket at the gate. At the ticket booth.
Right.
So not only are we crunched on time to get into the park from the Skyliner, but we also have to wait in a line to activate our tickets.
Right.
So keep this all in mind because we went to Disney Springs the day before and we should have thought ahead and got our tickets and activated them at Disney Springs, but we did not. We ended up just waiting to the day of thinking that the Skyliner would be open beforehand. Learn from our mistake because then you don't have to wait in lines to try to get somewhere else. So you're minimizing the contact between different people that are visiting the park for your safety.
Right.
But thankfully we got to Hollywood Studios at 9:40.
Okay.
There was no line for the ticket booth.
Nice.
We were able to go up. The lady helped us. We got inside the park by 9:50. So perfect. We were good. We were ready. But just to let you guys know, Hollywood Studios is the way more packed park. So Dominic and I, we took it upon ourselves to wear a double mask.
Okay.
Making sure we were ready and set. And we walked away from the crowds.
Perfect.
A lot of people were waiting down Hollywood Boulevard and Sunset Boulevard to wait for that boarding group. Just walk as far away as you can from the groups. From those stores because it's very packed there and it made me nervous.
Mm.
And I told Dominic at first, cause I had seen videos that people were hovering around there waiting to enter the queue.
Mm.
But we just went past everybody and went to some tables that no one was sitting at. So we sat at tables and waited for our time to get our boarding group.
Nice.
But we didn't get a boarding group. Oh. It went so fast. We didn't get a 10 a.m. one, and it went so fast. Dominic, it glitched at first on the app. It's technology. What do you expect, you know?
Yeah.
But we didn't fret. We're like, we'll try again for the 2 o'clock one. As we were walking around to go to some of the rides that didn't have as big of a wait, like Star Tours.
Right.
Star Tours didn't have a big wait, so we went there first. We did see, excuse me, I like a little whistle.
I know. No, don't get in your head.
No, I know. I always do. I always get that in like when I come in at first.
Yeah.
Every morning. Anyway, so we went to Star Tours, and as we were walking to Star Tours, because it didn't have a lot of people, we saw some guest service cast members scattered around the park, and people were waiting in lines to try to talk to a guest service agent to try to get a boarding group. And I'm like, wow. I'm not standing in line to get a boarding group for Rise of Resistance. I might as well just try for the 2 o'clock one.
Right.
There were a lot of people waiting.
Oh, wow.
The front of the park was still very packed. Mm-hmm. So again, we just darted to a place that was not as packed. We went to some of the rides that didn't have as much big waits. Just regular procedures with social distancing guidelines, sanitation. You have to wear your mask during rides. Then when 2 o'clock came around, well, actually, I'll rewind a little bit. For lunch, we had Ronto wraps at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Mm. And then we got a drink at the docking bay, which is the quick service area there.
Right.
To be able to get a seat inside a docking bay. It was kind of hectic to even get a seat.
Oh, wow.
There is social distancing. Some tables weren't sat at, whatnot, but those areas are very small. Yeah. We were concerned at first that we weren't going to get a place to sit because I wasn't going to stand and eat outside. There's too many people. So after we ate, we were able to get a table. After we ate, we walked through Toy Story Land, and there is a a relaxation station where Woody's lunchbox is, because Woody's lunchbox is closed right now. And there was a lot of tables there. So if you're going to Hollywood Studios, don't sit and eat at Galaxy's Edge, is my opinion. Just get some napkins, cover up your food.
And walk
as
over.
You walk and go. Yeah, go to Star Wars. I mean, go to Toy Story Land and go eat over there, because there was barely any people.
Nice.
And it was just convenient to just like get away from the big crowds.
Right.
And then it came time, 2 o'clock came, my stomach felt like it was like all twisted and tangled because I was so nervous of getting a Rise of Resistance boarding group. But lo and behold, we were able to get our boarding group.
Yay!
At 2 o'clock. It was perfect. And a lot of other people were able to. Apparently, since the 10 a.m. was so popular and a lot of people leave by the time 2 o'clock comes around, we were able to get it. So no worries. If you can't get the 10 a.m., most likely chance you're going to get that 2 o'clock one.
Nice.
Just letting you know. Other than that, we were able to ride Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. It only had a 25-minute wait, so we could have rode multiple times, but we wanted to ride all the rides in the park and, of course, support our Muppets at Muppet Vision 3D.
Yay.
Other than that, it was a great day. We ended out at Oga's Cantina, which is the bar inside of Galaxy's Edge. It was all seated, very spaced out. We sat and drank an hour before park closure, and we were still in there until an hour after park closure. So they had to escort us out of the park with social distancing. I know. But we wanted that because we know that staying later, you get to walk to the park when it's empty, and we wanted to be able to see things without people like crowding and to get out of the park. So we felt safe. We felt comfortable. And honestly, the bartenders at Oga's Cantina wanted us to order more. And we're like, no. Like we're done. We're like, we don't want to take any more of your time, but they were excited to be back, and
they
were doing the right things. And if you walk around Oga's Cantina, you have to have your mask on.
Nice.
And when you're seated, you get to drink, and it's still a 2-drink minimum.
Cool.
All that, we had a great day. We rode 2 of the most popular rides at Hollywood Studios with very little wait. It was phenomenal, but do keep in mind, it is the most packed park.
Okay. Well, very packed. Thank you so much. I'm so excited that you got to ride both of those and enjoy your day at your favorite park.
Right. And it was our first time. I mean, my first time riding Mickey and Minnie's.
You loved it.
It was a lot of fun. If you've ridden it before, if you haven't ridden it, it's a trackless ride. So no matter where you sit, it's a good seat. Very similar to Rise of the Resistance. And if you've ridden Mickey and Minnie's, it's going to be very similar to the Ratatouille ride.
Okay. Which I'm so excited.
That's coming to Epcot. So
I'm excited for that one. All right, Michaela, we only have a couple minutes. What's your park tip of the week?
I actually don't really have one because I like thinking of one. But the best tip I would have to say is with Rise of the Resistance, if you want to avoid those big crowds, don't come in as soon as the park opens. Wait a little bit.
Okay.
And then get in, maybe have a big breakfast, sit down somewhere or eat in your room or just wait.
Okay.
And then try for that 2 o'clock Rise of the Resistance because it worked out perfect. There was so much time, especially Dominic and I tried. Dominic got his boarding group and then we waited and then got my boarding group and I was still able to get one. It was a minute or two after the time.
Perfect.
So it's more of a likely chance you're going to get a boarding group at 2 o'clock.
Awesome. All right. And we also wanted to mention Mulan is coming to Disney Plus on September 4th for an extra $29.99 on top of your monthly payment. So if you're excited to see Mulan, which it looks amazing, you will be able to do so from the comfort of your own home. All right, Michaela, thank you so much. It's so good to see your face. I'm so glad you had fun at Disney, and I can't wait to hear about more of your adventures on upcoming podcasts. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you next time. Everybody stay healthy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.